Okay, Lezech Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov and Yisrael Pechus, Lezech Nishmas Daniel Ashena, Pasi Yeshua Falak. Okay, welcome everybody.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, good to see everybody. Okay, again, we thank the Rav for, you know, being enabling us to continue learning together in the Chabura that we have. And it's a tremendous hakaras hatov to him, to Rav Moran. And if anyone wants to be a supporter of the enterprise, of sponsoring Shia or so, we can go on the website and do so. Create a hakaras hatov for being able to continue even things that are not as easy as they, you know, as they were. Hopefully things should get better sooner than later. And be able to come back together and see each other, actually. Okay,
Rabbi, can you lower your camera a little bit, because only your eyes are... there you go. Full face.
No. You can see me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see you fine.
Excellent. Thank you.
Wait, what happened here? Wait, 1 second. Something happened here. Melanie?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Okay,
whatever.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, so let's begin. We started, Baruch Hashem, a couple of weeks ago, the Inyanim of Muktza. And we discussed that there are several aspects to Muktza. There's the aspect of Tiltul Muktza. Like, for example, you can't... a stone is Muktza, you can't even move the stone. Then there's an Isser of Hana of Muktza. That's if you're, say, you're using Muktza wood to make a... to put in the fire, to stoke the coals, and it's Muktza wood. It got detached from the tree in the middle of Yontif. Yeah. And then we had the issue of Achilas Muktza, Beitza Shenolda, Beitza Shenolda b'Shabbos of Yontif. So that's also Muktza, that you're not allowed to eat the Beitza Shenolda. And we said Tiltul Muktza is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And Achilas Muktza could be a Nisa D'Raisa, Vechinos Asher Yaviyu. And then we said Hanas Muktza, that was the shir last week, so it depends. If it's being consumed and you did something L'guf Hadavar, then that could be a real Isser. If you're just sitting, you're not doing anything L'guf Hadavar, you're just sitting on a rock. You have a big rock, and you want to sit on the rock on Shabbos and Yontif, and it's not moving. So that's not considered the Hanas Muktza that is Aser. Ari, are you on now? Ari Feldman?
Hi, Rabbi. How are you?
You want to turn on your camera?
1 second.
Oh.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay, so I just want to give a mazel tov to Ari Feldman, who just got married. I was zochet to be Masada Kedushin just this Sunday at his chasana.
Mazel tov.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. So,
Ari, turn on your camera. I want to see who you are.
Yeah, it's under Mati Holzberg. That's his wife. See. Okay. So
thank you, everyone. We have many more simchas.
Yeah, we should have more.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. 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 So now the shaila is, on the heterim, what are some of maybe heterim for muktza? Like, for example, we know there's a halacha that if somebody who's a katan, he's below the age of bar mitzvah, has a status in halacha as a choyle. A katan has a status of a choyle. A choyle she'en bo sakana. You know, not a choyle she'esh bo sakana, a choyle she'en bo sakana. And So certain times we matter things for a chodesh ein bo sakana. For example, amira la'akum, right? If you need a goy to do something for you. So a goy could do something, a malacha d'oraisa. For a chayla, say he's a chayla shein bo sakana, he needs a fire to warm him up. It's a chayla, so for a Yisrael, that would be asa. That would only be mutter for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, because you're doing a malacha d'oraisa. But for a chayla shein bo sakana, you can tell a guy to do it. Right? So the question is, what about muktzah for a chayla shein bo sakana? Say you need to move the fire. So assuming that you move the fire to one place to the other is like considered like moving muktzah, right? So therefore, so say you need to do it for a chodesh ein bo sakana, even al yidei Yisrael, would that be permissible? Or for say a beitzah shenolda b'shabbos or yontif, or say for example, peiros hanoshrin, right? There's a halacha that if an apple falls off the tree on Shabbos or yontif. So you're not allowed to eat it because we're afraid that it's gonna that you're gonna say, oh, such a delicious apple, I'll pluck another one, right? So, right? So you're not allowed to do that. But what could you give it to? Could you give it to a cotton or a chodesh she'ein bo sakana? Well, what is the story? So let us look in the poskim here. Of course, this is the following. Take a look in the Levush. Rav Mordechai Yaffa, one of the Gedolei Achronim. His name is Mordechai. That's what he named all his svarim, for Mordechai in Megillas Esther. Levush Chor, Levush Malchus, all these things. George, did you get the packet, George?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Okay. So let's take a look on page 2 in the Levush. Say you have a little yingala, and he has a stone in his hand. So are you allowed to pick up the kid that has the stone in his hand? He's holding the stone, and you're picking him up. Obviously, you're picking him up in a Rosh Hashayachid. So what is the story? So Zokti Levush, no tell Adam is beno sha'evin biyado. The lo chashu metaltal evan. In other words, it would be usher to metaltal an evan, a stone, like Rav Shecht always says. It's not an ochel, it's not a kli. So then, it's like Rav Shecht always says, that's mukta. So if you pick up a stone, that's usher midrabanan. You move it around in the rishus hayachid. If it's in the rishus harabim, then it's another problem of, dalad amas rishus harabim. But no tal adam is beno she evan biyado. The lochashiv metalta le'evin. That, in other words, moving the kid around from place to place, and he's holding the stone. That's not considered moving the stone, because he's holding the stone. You're not holding the stone, so you can move. You can carry the kid in a rishus hayochid from place to place, even though he's holding the stone. Afilu hachi itiru lo letalta lo imatinok, vushi yesh lo gagu imalov. In other words, the kid, he has longing for the kid, so that the kid, if you're not going to pick him up, he'll get sick. He needs that affection from his parent. As mutter, shelo hemidu chachamim tiltul shelo biyadayim b'mokam sakonas choyli. In other words, since this is not real tiltul, it's not tiltul biyadayim, so then it's mutter when there's a chol shein bo sakana. But the poskim is, Rav Harfinus writes, but you see from this that if it would have been mamish tiltal biyadayim, that you're being metaltal biyadayim, then it would be usser even for a cotton and even for a chola. So as Rav Harfinus points out, you see over here that the Levush writes beferish that just because he's a chola, at chol she'ein bo sakana, we matter certain things. We matter amira la'akum for a chol she'ein bo sakana. But tiltul muktzah, we're not mi matter. Only if you're doing it in a roundabout way, that you're carrying the kid, and the kid is carrying the evan. But if you would have to carry the evan, the kid wants to play with the Evan. So you get him the Evan so he could play with. Are you allowed to do that? So the Levush says no. The only thing you could do is pick up the kid who's holding the Evan. But to move the Evan itself for the Tzorach HaTinok, even though a Tinok is a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, is Aser. That is the Levush. And then he says that's only an Evan. What if he's carrying money? Because in Evan, if the kid drops the stone, no one really cares about it. So we're not afraid that the father's going to pick it up. But if, say, the kid's holding money, so then you can't do it. Page 3. He has a coin. So he'll come to pick it up. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Levush. However, not everyone, as Horvath points out, agrees with this Levush. They're going to see that certain poskim hold that your mutter to metalta muktzah for a choyla. Mutter, and for a cotton, as it did of a choyla. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. Take a look. The Magen Avraham on page 5. Shin Chav Ches, if cotton tes vav. So he says like this, the Magen Avraham says, Mutter lachilo muktza biyadayim, im efshar biindian acha. In other words, you're allowed to give a kid muktza. In other words, say in the case that I had before, an apple fell from the tree in the middle of Shabbos or Yontif. So it's muktza, because at the beginning of Shabbos it was on the tree. You didn't have any idea that it's going to fall, so you never had an idea that. So you maktza midas. So it's muktza. So if it would fell, if it wouldn't have failed, of course you can't give it to him. Then you'd be violating the Isser of Kotzer, of detaching it from the Mechuber. But here it fell by itself. So now the kid wants to eat the apple. So are you allowed to give him the apple? So we just saw now the Levush would say no, because he can't. If he takes it on himself, he can take it by itself. But you pick it up and give it to the kid, to the Levush says, is Aser. Because the only thing you can metaltal muktzah for the Tzorach HaTinok is only if it's not biyadayim. If the Tinok is holding the muktzah and you're holding the Tinok. But the Magen Avraham says no. Look what the Magen Avraham says. Mutu lachilu muktzah biyadayim miyefshar binyanache. Right? If the kid doesn't know how to get it and he was not going to get it and you want to give it to him, you can pick it up and give it to him. So, two chidushim. Not only you could metaltel the muktzah, you could feed him the muktzah also. You can feed him the muktzah also. So these are two chidushim. The first chid, we're going to see in the Prima Gadim, is going to discuss the two chidushim here. Because one chiddush is that you could be metaltel the muktzah, which not everyone agrees to. Haraya, we just saw in the Levush. He says it's aser. He says you can't metaltel muktzah for a choyla. And the second thing, we're even permitting him to eat it. Eating muktzah is a more chomerdika thing, right? Eating muktzah might even be an issa deraisa. So let's see what's the chiddush here. So take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 4, Shulchan Aruch Yud Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch here talks about a chola she'en bo sakana. So the shaila is, what can you do for, if it's a chola she'en bo sakana, you can do everything that he needs. You know, okay, even that is a discussion, what you're allowed to do, say it's something that's not life or death. He still would like to have it. That's a separate discussion. But we have a talk about chola she'en bo sakana. Yeah, look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yud Zayin. He's bedridden. Or he has a headache, he has a fever, whatever. So what do? Oh, a fourth line. So you can tell a guy to do something for him, to make refuah for him. Amir Lakum. But he says, "Aval ein mechallin alav as a Shabbos bizu daraisa." You can't do an issa daraisa. You can only do a derabbanan. And here the derabbanan is Amir Lakum. "Aval ein mechallin as a Shabbos bizu daraisa." Feel yesh v'sakonis ever. In other words, even if he has a sakanas aver, in other words, he might lose a limb. You can't be Michal Shabbos to Anissa Daraisa. So many point out that, you know, a lot of times if it's a question of a limb, it might be a question of his whole body. You know, so then Vashtetzach, it'd be Anissa, it'd be Mutter. But technically speaking, Phil Shabbos and a Daraisa is. When it's sakanas nefashah, it's for the whole body. But if it's just for a limb, if theoretically we were able to know for sure that it was only the limb at risk, but not the whole guf, then it wouldn't be mutter, it's a deraisa. So he says like this. Now he's going to say three shitas about doing a derabanan for a chol she. She'ein bo sakana. Doing an issa d'rabbanan for a chol she'ein bo sakana. Is that mutter or asa? So he has three shitas. Listen to what he says. V'l'chal lav Yisrael b'issa d'rabbanan b'yadayim yesh matirin afilu ein bo sakana sefer. So the first shita is that you can do a d'rabbanan. He quotes that the Torah from the Rambam and the Shuta Rashba. That you can do with issa derabanan for a chol she'ein bo sakana. But it's only a derabanan. He's not a chol she'ein bo sakana. But a chol she'ein bo sakana is good enough to be matir a derabanan. That's the first shita. Even if he doesn't have a sakana saver, just he's a chol she'ein bo sakana. He has a fever. That's a chol she'ein bo sakana. So you can do a derabanan. That's the first shita. The second shita, he quotes here, from the Ramban, is, Yesh Ormu Sheyesh Om Sakanas Eivir Osim, Im Ein Lo Sakanas Eivir Ein Osim. So the other shita is, no, you can do a Derabbanan, but not for any Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Only for a person that's a Sakanas Eivir. Then you can do a Derabbanan. Whereas the first shita says, you can do a Derabbanan for any Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Even if it's not a sakana saver. The second shita says, no, it has to be a sakana saver. If it's not a sakana saver, then you can't even do a drabanan. And the third shita is, v'yesh omrim, she'im ein bo sakana saver, say somebody has a fever. So it's not a sakana saver, he's not even going to lose a limb. So, but he's a choila, he's in bed, he has a fever. V'yesh omrim, she'im ein bo sakana saver, osim b'shinoi. So again, the first sheet is you can do all the rabbanans for cholay shem bo sakana. The second sheet is says no, it has to be a sakanas aver, or else you can't even do a drabbanan. And the third sheet is no, you do a drabbanan with a shinoi. So if it's a sakanas aver, you don't need to do a shinoi. But if it's ein bo sakanas aver, then you have to do it with a shinoi. And what does he say? V'divrei hasvara hashlishis nirin. So the Ikar Shita in Shulchan Aruch is the third Shita. That it depends. If it's a Sakonis Aver, then you don't need to do a Shinoi for to do a Drabonim. But if it's not a Sakonis Aver, then you have to do it with a Shinoi. So the first Kasha is, the Prima Godim is going to ask, how come the Magen Avraham matted Tiltul Mukta for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana? So Tiltul Mukta is a Drabonim. But Drabonim is also for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Right? Only Al Yidei Shinoi is it Mutter. If it's a Sakana Sever, then it's Mutter even without Shinoi. But if it's a Drabonim with Ein Sakana Sever, so then you have to do a Shinoi. But the Magen Avraham never said you have to do a Shino. He said you can feed, you can do a Darabanan, you can tiltul Muktzah is the Rabbanan. And you can tiltul Muktzah Lutzara Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. But don't we paskin the, so how is that Mutter? Shouldn't you have to do it all Yidei Shino? Because we hold that the Rabbanan is not Mutter for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. That was the first Shita. But we hold like the third Shita, that you have to do all Yidei Shino. That was the first kasha of the Prima Gadim. Look in the Prima Gadim. Take a look on page 6 in the Eishel Avram. So look in the Prima Gadim here. Lasos, I am Magen Avram. Mashma she'ein sakana im lo yochel hamukza. Mutter. So this is not a sakana here, whether you're going to give him the mukta, whether you're going to give him the apple that fell off the tree on Shabbos, is not going to help the sakana make it or break it. Mashma afshe in sakana im lo yochal hamukta, mutar Yisrael otaltalo chilu biyadayim letinok. Vein beiz dvar mechudosh. Echad afa pisha svar shlishis niris. So that's a kasha. The svar shlishis is the ikka svara. That says that you need a shinoi for a drabonim. And here, you're doing it even without a shinoi. That's the first kasha. So then he writes, maybe you need a shinoi ktas, he writes. Even though the Magen Avraham never said that. He's trying to say, maybe in a chanami, you have to do a shinoi. But that's a shver zog, because the Magen Avraham never said you had to do it with a shinoi. Magen Avraham says you can be betaltel mukta for a choyla. And number two, the shor lachilu isid rabbanim biyadayim b'chol hashem bo sakana. Whereas what's the din? If a person is a choyla, shem bo sakana, are you allowed to feed him an isid rabbanim? So the halacha is in the Ramah here on page 9. Okay, let's take a look here. He says, Uvavad, he's talking about different Yisur Drabbanans. He says, last 2 words, Vad shal yochol v'yishta ha'isr, oil v'imbo sakana. Whereas, if you have an Isser that's just an Isser Hanot, an Isser Achila, only an Isser Hanot b'drabanan, then you can help him out. Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. But you can't eat. You can't, Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, you can't give him to eat. So the Prima Gadim has the first kasha of the Prima Gadim is, how can the Magen Avraham say you can be metaltal muktzah for a Chol Hashayesh? For Shein Bo Sakana, we paskin an Isuri Drabbanan Osir for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, unless you do a Bishinoi, number one. And the second kasha is, you can't eat something that's treif midrabbanan for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana. So then how could you let him eat the Muktzah? That's for sure, at least the Drabbanan. So those are the two kashas that the Prima Gadim has on the Magen Avraham. That he matted moving muktzah, which is an Issa Drabbana, but Issa Drabbana is still also for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, unless you do it Bishinui. And the second kasha is, at what right does he have to eat it? Chol Hashem Bo Sakana can't eat Issa Drabbana either. He says, "Avagav the Godel also lechol, cotton heat kilo." So those are the kashas. So how are we gonna fend for the kashas? So take a look.
Rabbi, could it be that it somehow loses its muksa status
in those scenarios? In which scenario?
In the case of feeding it to the child.
Why does it lose its muksa status?
I'm not sure. I'm just thinking that maybe it has to do it's something specific about this particular iser versus any other iser derabanan. You know, that the Magen Avraham is being selective about what he would allow, and that maybe in other scenarios he would require a shinoi, but maybe
what?
I don't know. Maybe it's no, maybe because he needs it, it somehow is no longer muksa. I don't know.
No, muksa is still muksa. Still, you're on the right track, but you didn't finish it off. But
because it's ready, it's considered always available, always ready for.
No, if you have something at the beginning of Shabbos or beginning of Yontif is on the tree, and that falls in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Yontif, that's muktzah. Because you never expected it to fall, and at Bein HaShemashos it was part of the tree, and then therefore you can't detach it. So how can you... And take a look here on page 12. This is the Sefer Torah Habayis of the Rashba. You know, the Rashba wrote a fascinating Sefer called Torah Habayis. So if you look here, it's divided in four parts. The middle is called the Torah Habayis, okay, where he says his Chidushim. The Berak Habayis is written by the Ra'or. Berak Habayis means to fix up the house. In other words, the Rashba wrote the Torah Habayis. And the Ra'or said, you know, you need to fix up some yechidushim. So you need to better kabayis. You gotta fix things up. So then there's the Mishmeres Habayis, where he defends the bayis. He says, no, I don't have to fix it up. What I said is emes. And then the bayis kotzer is another thing that the Rashba himself wrote, more bekitzer. So Bekitzer, in the Ra'or Shita, he writes that. So he writes Beferish, the Kaimalon Bechoyla. It's like first word in line is Bechoyla, where I put the bracket. Keep going down to the first word in line is Bechol Shem Bosokana Shem Matiun Lo Yisurim Shel Devrayim. So he writes Beferish that you're not Mater Yisurim Drabanan. And he writes, Beferish, that first one was named Avchena Din B'Muktzah. The Aser Vaday B'Chol Shem B'Sakana. So he's Inochanami. He disagrees with the Magen Avraham, the Ra'or. He says you can't give, which makes a lot of sense. According to the Ra'or, as they point out, everything is good because the Ra'or says Inochanami, you can't give Muktzah to a Chol Hashem. And that works in good with the day and third day in the Shulchan Aruch, because the third day in Shulchan Aruch says you can't do it at the Rabbanon for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana unless it's Derech Shinoi.
Rabbi, but with this Magen Avraham, isn't this the Magen Avraham is always a shita that when it comes to a cotton, the Yisurei Derabbanon of Shabbos that are Yisur Zmanim, such as let's say. Eating before Kiddush and stuff like this, maybe it's similar?
Yeah, so it could be, what Ari's saying is, it could be that, in other words, the question is, the Magen Avraham Mat is to give kids drinking, eating before Kiddush on Friday night. And why you're not allowed to be giving him a nisa d'rabbanan? The answer is not a nisa d'rabbanan, because it's something that's mutter, but the zman is garim. But here it's a little bit worse, because even though the zman is garim, wine is always mutter. So the zman is garim, they said you shouldn't have the wine now before Kiddush. But this, they made an isser on the on the muktzah. So it's a little bit more chomer, so it's a little bigger of a Kiddush. So take a look in the Tila Ladovid, of David Ortenberg. Tila Ladovid is a classical sefer on Shulchan Aruch. So he wants to, if I am for the Prima Godim's kashas. So let's see what he says. Because of Magen Avraham, Mutar Lachim or Muktzah B'Yadayim, Yemiyefshar Bin Yerache. Finally, the Mutar Yisrael Lachim B'Yadayim. The Chard Nifshar Mizeh, the Chard Kachol Sheyesh Bos HaKon Adami. So the Chard, it must be the Chard is the Chol Sheyesh Bos HaKon. Oh, no, Yesh Bos HaKon is Eivir Dami. So that's what he says. He says that, in other words, so the Tila Dov's answer is, that a cotton is a choyla, but it's not just tam a choyla. A cotton is on the level of a choyla, she yesh bo sakana zever. So what's the din of sakana, a cotton, she yesh bo sakana, anybody, a gadol was sakana zever. What's the halacha? You can give him an isad rabbanan, even shalom b'shinui, right? That's the third shita. That shinui, you don't need by a sakana zever, only not by a sakana zever. So he says, chiddush, and when we say cotton is a chola, what level of a chola? Is he a chola sheyesh bo sakana? Is he a chola sheyesh bo sakana? So he says, no, he's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and he's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana. He's considered like a chola sheyesh bo sakana saver. Even though there's no sakana saver here that we're dealing with, but on that level. And a cotton sheyesh, and a person has sakana saver, what's the halacha you give given is the rabbanan, even below shinoi. And that's the third shita in Shulchan Aruch. So that's how he emphasizes the kasha. How are we allowed to give a cotton muktzah to eat, to move muktzah, say? We're not allowed to do a drabonin for a choloshem bosakana, because you have to do a shinoi. So the answer is, but maybe the status of a cotton or a choloshem bosakana is the status of a like a sakana saver. So it's the middle status. So if you say like that, so then you can move muktzah for a cholosh because she'en bo sakana. Then he says another word, another teretz to this kasha. So take a look on page 16. So he says the chora bottom arrow. So he wants to say another chiddush. Says chora had the tiru tiltul haparish mvur the tiru shvus mishum tzar ba'alma. Say you turn the page. Also, Hosef has a guf ocha tzar ba'alma. Hosef shahabi the tir tilt the muktz lachil tigotten. Tilt the muktz shav amir lachum osu. So he says that it must be that whenever is this, you see, normally we say, We matter an issa drabana for chol shein bo sakana if it's with the shinoi. But he says that muktzah is different. He says muktzah is different. That muktzah is a more kaldika issa, and therefore even if the person is not a chola, but he's a mitztayer. He's a mitzvah. Whereas something is bothering him. So the matter, page 17. So he says, "Mokum tsar de matter muktza." Means you don't have to have even a choyla. Tsar alone. So tsar is not a choyli. Tsar means something's annoying you. So if there's something annoying you, say there's a dead roach or something like that. How do you tear kiltul a parish? And you're mitzdayer. You have this dead thing in your. So he says you can mitaltal muktza for tsar. So the original question was, how can we say the Magen Avraham says you can mitaltal muktza for a cotton, for a choloshein bosakana? But didn't we learn that you can't do a drabonis for a choloshein bosakana? It has to be bishinoi, and here's not bishinoi. The answer is, that's by other drabonis. Muktzah is more kal than a regular issa drabonis. Muktzah is more kal, more lenient. So b'meila, muktzah is more kal. So therefore, you could, just like we said, so then you can be metalta muktza, and you don't need even a chol shein bo sakana, even if it's just a mitztair. Even a mitztair. Now, refuah b'shabbos is not mutter for a mitztair. It's mutter for a chol shein bo sakana. Mitztair means, you know, something is annoying me. A chol shein bo sakana means I have fever. It's not deadly, but I have fever. Fever is a choyle. But tsar, something's annoying me. I have an itch. I have something. Something's annoying me. But it's not a chayla, so that wouldn't be mutter for Amir Lakum. Only for a chayla. But he's saying by tilta muktza is more lenient, and you don't have to be a chayla even. You don't have to even be a chayla. So that's the answer. So we're asking Kasha that I thought for a chol shein bo sakana. The rabbanans are not mutter unless you do b'shinoi, and here we matter even shalat not b'shinoi. The answer is muktzah is more lenient. Muktzah. No, the first answer was without the cotton. The cotton's not considered a chol stam; it's considered a chol sheish bo sakana zever, and therefore that's why you don't have to do a shinoi. The other answer is that Gemara was talking about things that you can do for a cotton. You know, but that's only for a different type of choyli. But if a different type of nisa drabana that we want to be makel on. But if we want to be makel on the nisa drabana of muktza, then all you need is tsar. So to be matter. So that's a very chashuva shita. So if somebody has tsar, in other words, Rav Yaakov Emden says, if a person has a lot of tsar, then he has a did of a chol shein bo sakana. But if you just have a little bit of tsar, then there was a chol shein bo sakana. Refuah is mutter for a chol shein bo sakana. The only time refuah is asur b'shabbos, like Rav Shecht always pointed out, is a bar b'mechush ba'alma. It's basically you're a healthy person, and just something is a little annoying you. So that's tsar. So then it was just a tsar. I have little aches. I could take a Tylenol, right? So that's a chol shein bo sakana. So chol shein bo sakana is aser. So chol shein bo sakana, you can give refuah to. But if he's only a mitztayer, you can't give him refuah. But if he's has a very bad pain, that's considered a choila. Even though you're not a choila. You have pain. Pain doesn't mean you're a choila. It means you're mitzta'er very badly. So mitzta'er very badly, then if Yaakov Emden says a chiddush, that's considered like a choila. Wow, so that's the... now take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 11.
Yeah, but Rabbi, by the case of the Morgan of Ram, even if you want to call the kid a choyla, the kid's not having any time, you can give the kid something else to eat.
Yeah, so there was... What was the two kashas? Two kashas was how are you metaltel, how are you doing in Issid Rabbanan? So he says that Mukta is more... More kal, Mukta is more kal. That was the other terrors he gave.
Right. So that would answer up why the Magen Avraham allows the kid to eat it. And then this other terrors will work out why you can be metaltel.
Why you can be metaltel? Because Mokum Tsar, you can give. And Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva here. He says, "Perish anushu b'shav zachim l'chol shem bosakana." So that was the kasha. They asked him, "Masha nishal mar b'choil shem bosakana v'hutzachol shabbos l'refuah." Achiv was perish. So his refuah would be to eat perish, the perish that fell off the tree on Shabbos. And the only perish they can find are the ones that fell off the tree. Could you give it to a choila? So that's this whole discussion. That's the whole discussion. And then we said the Magen Avraham permitted to even to eat the muktzah. Even though he said the Rabbanans you can't normally eat for a chayla. So he says, but that is different over here. That was the kasha of Chayla Kin. Those were the two kashas of the Prima Godim. One kasha is who gave you the right to metalto mukta? You need a shinui. Yeah, the again in the Prima Godim. Have a piece of shlishi ikra. Tilta mukta shemba is a tilta. Avshem shemba tzas. And then shari lachila yisud rabbana biyadayim. So those are the fascinating discussions here about what's mutter in terms of mukta. Is it so maybe if something is choila? Maybe first of all we saw two chidushim in the Tilo and David. That you don't have to be a choyla for mukta to be mutter. You can just be a tsar ba'alma. So you can move the mukta. Usually a tsar ba'alma will be a graf shel rei. Then you can put the anger. But sometimes it's not a graf shel rei, it's just the mitzdayer, so you can move it. And then the question of how can you move mukta it's a rabbanan, so you need a shinui. So he says, well, mukta maybe is more lenient. But that's the... and so some say, Taki, you can't eat the mukta. Not everyone agrees with the Magen Avraham. Yeah, so if you do a shinui, it's always better, like Rav Harfitz says. If you do a shinui, it's always better.
Is there anyone who holds that if I just have a headache and I want a Tylenol, I could take that with a shinui, but it's not a splitting headache that's going to make me bedridden, but I'm in, you know, some discomfort.
If it's some discomfort, so then it's usher. If it's a lot of discomfort, then it's mutter.
Right.
Don't a lot of poskim hold that things like Tylenol today are considered like ochel? So many people taking aspirin every day or things like this.
Many say that it's still not machal brim, but you're saying maybe it is machal brim.
That's the cheshbon that I heard. Same thing with taking vitamins and Shabbos and stuff like that.
I don't know. I mean, they say, they point out that Rav Chaim, I think, what's his name? Rav Chaim Noah, maybe, said, because I think it's a Betzirif, I think Rav Shechter might mention it, Betzirif, the idea that maybe, since the reason doesn't apply, Bisman Hazeh, and we still do it anyway, so it's maybe more lenient, and we have more leniencies.
Yeah, I've heard that also. You mean like that we're not going to grind the medication?
Yeah, but Lamaisa, I follow the Shita that it applies Bisman Hazeh, and you shouldn't take medicine on Shabbos unless it's a Chayli.
And the fact that it might be a Michael Bria Rebbe doesn't hold it?
Yeah, no. I hold whatever you buy in the drugstore is Michael Bria.
Whatever you drive in the drugstore is or is not?
It's not Michael Bria.
It's not.
Unless you do take it every day, right?
Even if you take it every day, I'm not convinced that's called Michael Bria. It's not Bria. You're taking it because you have an issue. Yeah, Rabbi, what were you saying?
Yeah, I had a delivery on Shabbos during COVID. Chuslet Chum. What kind of love is delivery from Chuslet Chum?
What, a medication, you mean?
No, food, because I wasn't going to the grocery. I ordered from a kosher store. They said it would come early, and it came late. Came Friday night.
But you had other food for Shteitzer.
Yeah. But what kind of din does that food have?
It's a drabbanon to use it.
But if it would be something, let's say a medicine that somebody needs, you could.
If you really need it.
Yeah. Or it's.
If you really need it, that's a different story. If you have food, you wanted to get extra food. You have food. It's not like you.
I didn't touch it, but I just didn't know what the halach is.
So somebody chutz l'tchum, so you shouldn't use it. The chiddush of the Magen Avraham also about eating is also a big chiddush, because we said last time that eating muktzah is a shayla of a daraisa. When there's a machlokus, the Rashba and the Rambam, are you allowed to give a cotton and this the raisa to eat? Or so the Rambam says you can't, the Rashba says you can't, but what about a nisa de Rabbanan? Could you feed him a nisa de Rabbanan? Safina be a dime, so maybe not. It's a whole discussion as well, with it being machil a cotton a nisa de Rabbanan is. But even if not, I mean, that's part of that pre-Megadim. That what's the heter to be machal and isid rabban and be a daim. One second, let's go back to that pre-Megadim on page 6. So maybe the cotton he kilo. More coolers by cotton. to be machel. That's the famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, that machel means you actually are feeding him. There's a shayla Chasam Sofer about somebody who had to be institutionalized, and they needed to eat tray food in the institution. So some posts can permit it. It's not called machilah biyadayim because you're gonna eat on your own. It's not you weren't not mamish being fed. Today someone called me with a shayla. Somebody called me. They're in a rehab place for some type of disorder, some type of obsession, and they need to write down on Shabbos everything. That's part of the therapy, to write down what exactly, how long did it last, what it was, and to keep track. So the first thing I thought was to do it with a shinui. If they're a righty, to write with their left hand. So that's a shinui. And it could be that this situation is maybe it's like a chol sheyesh bo sakana, but it could be sometimes it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana even in the, you know, some mental disorder. So I thought al yidei shinui, perhaps we could be makel. So I told her that she has to write something down for the therapy, so she's righty, do it with the left hand, etc. And then you knock it down for the drabbanon. Even though a drabbanon is you're not allowed to do drabbanons, but for the shinoi you can. So here's a shinoi. So I told her, if you're a righty, do it with your left hand. And that's a shinoi. And once it's a shinoi, that's the third shita that the Shulchan Aruch liked. That if a derech shinoi, you can be matter, chol sheyesh bo sakana al yidei shinoi. And again, these things, you know, psychological things, like, you know, could be sometimes not only a chol sheyesh bo sakana, it could be a chol sheyesh bo sakana. But once you knocked it down to the Rabbanan, you know, then there's much more wiggle room to get around things. Okay, so this is what we did tonight. But the Levush argued, as Rav Harfin has pointed out, Levush says you can be metaltal. So the Magen Avraham is might make all to be metaltal and to be machil. And some say you can't be metaltal. That's that Ra'ah says that. And some say you can't be machil. Because you're not allowed to give Isurim derabbanan for chol sheyesh bo sakana. Unless you say that the muktzah is mokal, or it's a chol, different possible teirutzim. But this is the famous Magen Avraham and the famous different sheets about this matter. Okay, Rabosai. So we've completed the packet. Bez Hashem, next week, B'siyata Deshmayo, we'll continue with the next limud. Okay.
Good job,
Rabbi.
Good job.
Good job. Hey, Yehud, what's doing, Yehud? What's doing?
Thank you.
How are your patients?
Hey, Rabbi. Seeing cases, but not that many.